So how do we reconcile the different number of factors or personality traits that researchers have come up with? These models don't contradict each other as they might appear to. The distinction has to do with the type of factor analysis used. Cattell used an oblique rotation in his factor analysis, where Isink and Costa-McCray used an orthogonal approach. What this means is that Isink and Costa-McCray didn't allow any overlap between factors, so therefore they will necessarily be less factors. In later versions of the 16 personality factor questionnaire, the 16 factors are shown to overlap and map onto the same dimensions as represented by the Big Five. So really, the difference has to do with the levels at which the traits are measured or how specific or multifaceted they are. But if Isink and Costa-McCray use the same type of analysis, why 3 versus 5? The reason is that Isink has some different criteria. For Isink, the traits need to have a clear biological basis. It turns out that there is evidence for the heritability of all 5 of the Big Five traits, but there hasn't been the same focus on the biological underpinnings in the Big Five. Some of the research I find most interesting with respect to trait theory involves examining the biological basis of personality traits. For example, research finds that introverts are more sensitive to sensory stimulation, such as salivation in response to a drop of lemon juice on their tongue. Introverts salivate more. Isink suggests that to maintain an optimal level of arousal, introverts avoid situations that produce arousal, whereas extroverts seek it out to get to that same level.